I'm doing self-life-saving course, named as Bronze Medallion.
What is your involvement in the NIPAS program in Australia and in Israel?
I'm the general manager of Self-Life-Saving Israel, and now I'm here to see and to learn new techniques, new skills, and to expand my knowledge about the NIPAS here in Bondi Beach and in Australia in general.
Can you tell us about Surf Life Saving in Israel? What's the history of this organization?
Well, Surf Life Saving Israel started 2 years ago when a local Australian businessman named Steve Rubner asked me to do a project which happened in Australia for longer than 50 years. In this project, he offered me to teach kids safety in the ocean, safety in general, first aid, new techniques, new skills, in order to help and to promote safety in the beaches.
So Steve Rubner actually exported from Australia to Israel the Surf Life Saving Australia, the NIPAS program, the children program that are all over the beaches around Australia that promote safety and awareness and save life. How did he come to do it?
Well, Steve, who knows the techniques as a citizen, he thought like me that the system in Israel must be improved. And how do we need to improve it? We will improve it from downstairs. Educate the children to promote the idea as an initiative voluntary organization, which will hopefully affect the rescue technique in Israel. We raised an amuta, a non-profit organization named Surf Life Saving Israel, Hatzalah Yamit Israel, which Steve is the president, and I am the general manager. In order to promote the project, the Jewish community in Australia helped financially and professionally. We bought equipment which was brought from Australia. The Embassy of Australia, Dave Sharama, which passed this education program when he was a child, was fully supportive of the project. In addition to all the embassy support, also the beach manager in Ashdod, Arya Tudjman, and Dr. Yechiel Lasri, which is the mayor of Ashdod, gave their blessing to the project. And Ashdod gained to be the first Israeli town which gets the project.
How many children are involved already in Israel?
Well, this is a funny question because we thought to have between 20 to 30 children at first, and physically we tested 107 children between the age 8 to 14. The one who passed the swimming test was 77 kids, and it was far beyond our expectations.
So that was the funny question. You expected 3 or 4 kids, and you got 70, more than 100 coming, and 77 participating. Wow.
Yes, another 40 in the Sukkot project. So it was far beyond our expectation. The program contained physically and theoretically 40 hours, almost 40 hours plan, and 5 special champs, special trainers from the first league in Israel. We did the project with the parents. The parents were volunteers, and the children showed great effect. It was amazing to see the involvement of the children from day one to the end of the project.
That's amazing. Are those children that participated in the project, are they going to come back in summer to the beach in Israel?
Surprisingly, and different than Australia, we did a winter program which contained training in the pool. And those continuous nippers cannot wait to the summer to keep on the project.
Is it going to spread to other beaches in Israel?
Yes, we are in touch with a few cities in Israel, and we are going to do the program in the hopefully in Netanya, Moetzet Chof Ashkelon, which is near Gaza. Herzliya and other cities.
This is an amazing project, the brainchild of Steve Rubna, a local businessman that went to Israel and saw the need to export the NIPAS program from Australia to Israel. We are talking to Roy Levy from Surf Life Saving Israel. And Roy, people that want to find more information or assist in any way, how can they find the organization?
They can find our organization on our website called Surf Life Saving Israel, and also on Facebook, just type Surf Life Saving Israel and leave us a message. We will come back. We are looking for volunteers from Israel, from Australia. Anyone can help. In Australia, there is the local amuta or local non-profit organization called the Australian Friends of Life Saving Israel, which support us and help us in many ways.
Roy Levy, Surf Life Saving Israel, thank you so much and good luck.